Leaving home. Leaving home. People throughout the world sometimes find that their lives are in danger and they must leave their country. They try to find a country where they can feel safe and have a better future. These people are refugees. There are many reasons why people can find their own country too dangerous to live in. Sometimes it is because of natural disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, or floods, or they may be living in a war zone. Sometimes it is to escape from poverty and find work. Most refugees never return to their homeland. The journey to find a new home can be a difficult and dangerous one. Problems. Sometimes refugees must leave their home suddenly, and they can't take much with them. They might have to walk a long way, men, women, old people, and children, for long stretches of time carrying their belongings. Many of the children have lost one or both of their parents. Some of the refugees are ill, and most are hungry. To reach another country, often far away, can be expensive and dangerous. Refugees may have to cross deserts, mountainous places, and oceans. These people are often desperate, and so they use people smugglers to try to help them reach a safe country. Refugees often have to walk very long distances to escape the dangers from home. People smugglers help others enter a country through unlawful ways. People smuggling is a crime. It can put the lives of others at risk. For the people smugglers, however, it is a job. They charge a lot of money to help refugees find safety in a new country. Often, there is no guarantee that the refugees will be kept safe or even reach their destination. Sometimes they are not treated well by the smugglers. They can be taken in crowded trucks or boats, with the journey varying from days to months or even years. Some refugees have been abandoned on the way, and many have died. Dangerous seas. For the refugees crossing the sea in boats, this can be very difficult, challenging, and dangerous. Poor weather can create very dangerous conditions. Mostly, the boats are old and rickety and crammed with people shoulder to shoulder who can't swim and have no life jackets. Many are children and young babies. Thousands of people have died on these crossings when boats have capsized or people have fallen into the sea because of overcrowding. Some refugees who couldn't afford to pay so much money to the people smugglers have been held in the holds of boats. These are small, stuffy places without much air. A refugee's story. The refugees who survive have many stories to tell, most of which are of difficult, scary times. Here is one young girl's story. I left home with my family, hoping to find a safe life in Australia. One part of my journey was in a smuggler's boat. The boat was packed with 200 people. The engine failed, then the boat broke and the water began to seep in. I grabbed a plank of wood, which kept me afloat, although I was extremely cold. I spent 16 hours drifting in the water, until finally a passing boat rescued me. Sadly, my mother, brother, and younger sister all drowned. Robot help. Coast guards are often kept very busy trying to rescue hundreds of refugees from the sea. In Greece, a robot invented in the USA has been used to help in rescue operations. The robot, called Emily, looks like a cylinder wrapped in a life jacket. It is a remote-controlled life preserver that can pull a line up to 2,400 feet, over 700 meters. anomaly can be sent quickly to drowning people who can hold onto it and be reeled to safety. This life-saving robot has advantages over a lifeguard. Up to 5 people can hold onto it at the same time. Greek coast guards were kept busy pulling refugees out of the water. Refugee camps. Most refugees end up in refugee camps. These are temporary places set up to house people who have left their homes behind. Not all camps are the same. It depends what country they're in. Some camps could have over 100,000 people living in them. Home could be a tattered tent in a muddy field. A visitor to a refugee camp might see women waiting in long lines to get water for their families, men sitting in front of their tents with no jobs to go to. There would be many hungry children with nothing much to do and little space to play. There would probably be many sick people, too. Help for refugees. People do not become refugees because they choose to. No one would have walked all those kilometers, dragging their belongings, or be on those dangerous boats if they didn't have to. No one would have given all their money to those people smugglers if it wasn't too dangerous to return to their homes and countries. Some may never return. People throughout the world, however, help refugees in different ways. Some provide money, food, or water. Others could volunteer by helping those who are sick or setting up schools for the children in the camps. Life for a refugee, though, is not easy or fun.